Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey and a special guest. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
You have the summer intern program going on,
That's right.
We've met Chloe, and now
you get to meet Brooklyn.
Hey,
so good morning. So last week we talked that we've had this ability to have interns throughout the summer through a grant through the Kansas Department of Education given to the State 4-H office to combat COVID learning loss. This is our third summer for it and our last summer for it.
Boo.
I'm going to cry every time I say it because I've really enjoyed having interns under me for the last three summers. But I'm going to introduce Brooklyn Morrison this morning. She's a Linden girl, and I'm just so blessed that she's come into our life. She was not a 4-H'er of ours, but has a connection to the extension office over in Linden. So we snatched her up for the summer. She just graduated high school and she's going into education and she is phenomenal. So I'll let her introduce herself and tell you what she's been learning and doing this summer.
Well, Brooklyn, welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well. Glad to be here.
So not a local 4-H connection, but an extension connection. How does that work out?
So I did not grow up going to 4-H or being a part of 4-H. However, I did grow up in Linden and I was super involved with my community. I did a lot of different things. Actually, another extension agent who I'm really close with, their family, and just a lot of the people that work in that office. So she was like, oh, I have this job opportunity for you. I think you would be great at it. And she's like, Jess is my best friend. I would love for you to work with her. You guys would go along great with each other because you are super organized. You can help her and you can keep her on the right track and she'll help you learn all these new tools and all of these other girls that are going to be just like you. And so we went to our intern retreat thing and there were so many people that were like just like me. It was crazy. I met 90 girls that were exactly like me, going to be elementary majors or just had that leadership quality that all of us like possess, and that was really fun that we got to do that.
That sounds like a pretty good way to draw into it at any rate. I mean, not having the same background gives you a nice perspective and you're bringing something fresh to the table. What are you especially looking forward to about this internship?
Something that I'm really looking forward with this internship is A, it teaches me how to make like lesson plans and different curriculums to teach kids, but also just how to work with kids in different environments from different backgrounds, from all different areas, different ages. And so just a lot of experience with the different ages of children.
Sounds like the organization you spoke of earlier and being prepared. Yeah, I'd say you've got that pretty well nailed down. With every new situation, there's going to be some kind of a possible challenge or anything like that. Are you anticipating any challenges? Is there anything that you're worried about?
I think there's challenges every day with just life in general, but with kids especially. Kids are so in tune with their emotions. They're going to tell you how they feel. So
yes.
You never know what to expect with kids. So I think the challenges is just being prepared every day to deal with something completely different and be able to tackle it as you go on.
Sounds like you're really on the ball with this. I like that. Yeah, Jess, I think you made a pretty good choice here.
Thank you. I love getting to work with Jess. She's awesome. She's the best boss ever. And I love, like you said, I come from a different background than all of the other girls. So it's good that I'm becoming more knowledgeable on all of these different 4-H things. But then I'm also like helping them with different aspects that maybe they don't realize or different areas of Osage County that they don't know. Because most of them are from Franklin County or Anderson. So I think it's great that all four of us are different in different ways and that we are able to help each other and like, kind of pick each other up. We learned about our colors and like I was a gold, which is like super organized, but then there's some people that are blues and oranges and we have a whole palette of colors in our intern team, I think. So
what's the color for don't talk to me, I haven't had any coffee and can't function yet?
That would be me at 7:30 when I have to show up to the office.
We're on the same page,
yeah,
I would say.
Yeah, I'm pretty personable, but you got to give me some caffeine beforehand.
Oh, I'm really excited to see how this internship is unfolding for everybody. This has been a lot of fun. Now, one quick question. Not coming from a 4-H background yourself, did you know many 4-H'ers growing up? Did it seem like something that maybe you'd be interested in, but just didn't get around to it?
When I was growing up, a lot of the kids in Linden, I felt like they had a pretty decent sized 4-H club, and a lot of my friends showed, like Janae McNally and her family, yeah, they always showed. My boyfriend showed when he was younger, like, and then one of my best friends, who's now in ambassador, Allie, her family was really big into showing. So, yes, I was very familiar with, like, the fair background and everything, because a lot of my friends did show or were involved. Addie was one of my best friends, who's another intern. She always showed. So, yeah.
So even though you weren't directly involved, you understood how things worked, and now you really get to go behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I do wish that I did 4-H as a child, but now I'm like, oh, this is still cool that I get to help with it now and help all these other kids become more aware of it. Because when I was younger, I knew about it, but I just wasn't so much as introduced to it. So now I get to help kids that aren't introduced to it like I was, who maybe don't like live on a farm, but still want to be involved in other areas. So.
All right. Bringing everybody together. Well, thank you very much for joining us today and wishing you best of luck on this internship and whatever comes along in the future.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed my time here.
Well, Jessica, I think you've picked all winners so far. Looking forward to meeting two more we get to talk to.
Yes, we've got two more. Yeah, we've got a really amazing rock star team this year. I was excited for each one of the girls that I snatched up this summer, and they've just really been rocking their programming and just all really gifted with working with children, and they're all amazing. So yes, we've had a really good summer so far, and I'll bring in the next two here through the month of June, and you'll get to meet them.
Outstanding. I think we're just going to have to find another grant program and get you some more next summer.
I think so too. I'm working on it, Audrey. I'm trying to put some pieces in play, because I think it's been really great that we've been able to create this impact in our communities as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And just spreading the knowledge and the perspective and everything else like that. Yes. You can't have anything but good come from that.
Yes, I agree.
Well, speaking of good, have yourselves a good day, and we look forward to talking to you again. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.